Well, researchers at Dartmouth believe that they have a cure for cancer that might be a certain type of parasite that's found in cat droppings. Odd place to look for a cure for cancer, but hey, they've already used it to shrink cancerous tumors in mice, and they say eventually they could come up with a version that's safe for people.
I wonder how they came up with that. They're just like, oh, let's just try it. Hey!
We've tried everything else. How about that cat litter box? Let's try something in there. But yeah, a parasite found in cat droppings is possibly a potential cure for cancer.
Well, you know when you meet someone for the first time, then you immediately just forget their name? Well, here are five ways that you can...
Never happens to me.
Yeah, right. You could ask them to put their name in your phone, or I guess just their phone number in your phone. Mm-hmm. That normally works. You get their first and last name that way. You could introduce them to a friend, and then they'll normally say it for a second time for free. You could ask them how to spell it, but if they're like a Tom or a Mary, they might see right through it.
Yeah.
If you end a conversation reminding them of your name, they'll normally give it back. That's always kind of a cool one. And if you're just completely out of luck, just be honest and apologize. And
say, you know what? I really don't remember your name. You know, that spell thing, though, they go, yeah, how do you spell your name? And they say, well, it's Tom. No, your last name. I remember your first name, Tom. You and I go way back.
It's
Bob. A new study has found that the average person finally decides to start living healthier at the age of 36. Top things that scare you into getting healthy are noticing signs you're getting older, having a near miss with your health, like precancerous tumor, or having a close relative die. Another thing they say, seeing a shocking photo of yourself. That's me?
Ooh. Yowza. Weird Al just earned his first number one album with mandatory funds, selling 104,000 copies. It's also the first comedy album to hit number one since 1963. It's kind of cool.
35-year-old police officer in New York was looking down at his computer while he was driving on Tuesday morning, and he ran a red light. He plows head on to another cop. Neither of them injured, but one of the police cars had to be towed. Now I ask you, did the first police officer get a ticket?
I'm going to say no.
Of course not. Why would he? He wasn't distracted driving, blowing through red lights. Why would he get a ticket? Isn't that ridiculous? He did not get a ticket.
Well, I've heard that before where they say that they've been trained. So that's why.
Yeah. Trained to distract drive and blow through red lights?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, if you are looking down at your cell phone and you ran a red light and you hit somebody, you're going to get a ticket.
No, I've been trained. I'm a millennial.